music, radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. I'm easy back to me.
Rick Adams is on.
Yeah.
What's the matter with you people? I thought all you wanted to do was to kill me on sight. Well, come on, kill me!
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another broadcast of Rick Adams Uncensored, yeah. That's what it sounds like in Boston, Massachusetts. That's the sound of terror, the sound of terrorism. And unfortunately, it is not the suspects that are the terrorists, as we will see. More and more now, it is coming out. But I'd first like to just turn your attention to the Gospel of Mark, as I try to do each and every night on the program. And in Mark chapter 14, in verse 66, of course, we read about the Apostle Peter denying Jesus before the fearful masters, the synagogue of Satan. And many people who are listening to me tonight may be in that same situation. We read, and as Peter opened in the palace, beneath in the palace, there come one of the maids of that high priest. And when he looks upon him and said, aren't thou also with that Jesus of Nazareth? Don't I recognize you? But Peter, of course, was frightened. Peter gave in and he denied, saying, I know not, neither understand what you're saying. And he went out into the porch and that cock crew. Three times Peter denied Jesus. But a maid saw him again, you see, and began to say to them that stood right by, this is one of them, one of those Arabs, one of those Muslims, one of those Christians today. And he denied it again. And a little after, they stood by, and again to Peter, surely thou art one of them, for thou art a Galilean, and thy speech agreeth thereto. But he began to curse. Peter was upset. He was swearing. And again, saying, I know not this man of whom we speak, this man Jesus. Now, how many today are doing the same thing in the face of the synagogue of Satan, in the face of Satan's children all throughout this land that we call Christian Israelite America, fearful of the Jews, fearful of them that murdered Jesus? Shame on you. Shame on you if you are one of them. Peter was shamed, but you see, the Lord forgave Peter. He didn't forgive Judas. Peter was a true Israelite, and Peter was part of the family of God. Many of you out there are the same. In this massacre that's taking place now across America and soon in Syria and perhaps Iran next, we are now seeing who's going to stand with God and who's going to stand with the synagogue of Satan. We have a lot to talk about. Listen up. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
The New World Order thought police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You've got the honors, Jeff. Kill him. Announce. The honors aren't done that way in this town. Kill them! You ought to know that by now, all of you. You've got to kill them. We've got to kill them.
And so they did, folks. They murdered a young man in Boston, in the outskirts of Watertown. And, of course, the parents are not very happy, as you would not be, if you were a parent. And you, as a mother, said you will come now and see your other son, who was set up by the FBI, so it would appear, from all of the evidence that we've seen so far, set up by the Homeland Security Department and this cabal of the Synagogue of Satan, and now mother says she's willing to come and die with her son if need be. She will come to America, dad will come claim the body, and then we'll see what happens. But you know, like Sandy Hook, the gun control movement now is beginning to backfire, folks. Not everybody's taken in. In fact, quite a few are beginning to really see what we see. Thankfully, they're listening to us. And also, in addition to that, this latest episode of the Boston bombing and the blame of these two young men who just happened to be Muslims isn't kosher enough. I bring back to the microphones Dr. K, and welcome back again tonight, Doc.
Well, it's a real pleasure to be back and to be with you and to continue on and on. I tell you what, in the name of God, most gracious and the merciful, I have to make a bit of a confession. I I mean, how can you get this thing completely right, you know, in every aspect? And remember when you told me to look into the Sandy Hook thing and twist and turn, and then before you know it, you figure out that, Adam Lanza couldn't have done anything.
Right.
And then you think, well, maybe somebody else went in there and killed those kids. And then all of a sudden, over time, maybe some people very quickly, those who are very experienced in these things, you know, you realize that nobody died. I mean, the only death certificate of realistic is Adam Lanza and Nancy Lanza, which is very similar to this thing. The only death that we know where we have pictures, real pictures, although the mother is disputing the corpse, seems to be an eyewitness, though. We have an eyewitness who said that Tamerlan was killed. So is it the same in Boston? Could we maybe have been in error to...
Well, some people did actually, play act. There's no question that we've been reading right from the beginning that the Israeli government contracted with Boston, just as they did with Logan on 9/11, and they provided the so-called security teams in Boston. So they had oversight, and they had free rein, Doc, you know, to go in there and set up the whole crime scene. Now, I undoubtedly, some of these were done for visual effect, just as we have seen with the 9/11 tragedy, and just as we've seen in the Aurora shooting and so forth. But no question that there have been substantial injuries on the part of innocents that the Zionists and the FBI definitely wanted to see, because that is real enough. There have been substantial injuries by those who were hurt. But as far as some of those, some of those actors that we have found that have been in on this cabal and this game, no question about it that there has been a major play-up now of performances by people who we can't verify. We just simply cannot verify. And I don't like to jump headfirst into anything unless I can prove it.
That's right.
Or see it for myself.
And
there
seems to be some considerable evidence now of acting. And, you know, when you find acting, as you know, once you found one actor, Robbie Parker and then Gene Rosen, then you start to look at everything, because if you've got somebody in the midst of a massacre, a purported massacre, that has been put there by the DHS or by the Mossad or CIA operatives, and they're there in advance, then it causes you to realistically, scrutinize everything as, is it really real? Mm-hmm. Did anyone die? Did anyone get... an amputation. And so as you look at this and you go deeper and you start to look at that chap, Jim Bauman, you can't help but not look at him. He's a suspicious character, honest to God. And his brother's a suspicious character, and they act as if they're government operatives. If they're government operatives, it doesn't make any sense that he really did get his legs blown off. Here's what we know. This is 100,000%. Because somebody might try to dispute the wounds and so forth. What we know is that Jim Bauman, through his brother Chris Bauman, or this is the names they give us, fingered Tamerlan Sarnoff as the hitman. He's the only person that did so.
Right.
So I put a post on NoDisinfo.com. Mm-hmm. Saying, is he an actor or is he a victim? Because how, unless he's just trying to earn credits through the FBI and he wants to be a double amputee FBI agent, unless he's trying to get some sort of in financially some reward, or he's lying. He's lying maliciously, or he's working for the government. Because you couldn't. Here's what he said. You know, the pictures which we think are Photoshopped, maybe not, but maybe they are, because the Tamerlan, the Sarnoff brothers don't look like they're in place there. They look like they belong somewhere else. They're not engaged in the marathon. Oh, that's a suspicion. They don't care about America. They want to kill us. Get out of here. Just think for a minute. They appear as if they've been artificially installed. Well, maybe they're there, maybe they're not, but the picture they have of Tamerlan, he has sunglasses on, dark ones. And yet Jim Bauman said that he looked me right in the eye. You know, that's what a Muslim would do, right? You know,
yeah.
He's a malicious kind of a character, right? Premeditated. So he had a black cap, and he had a black jacket, and he had a gray hoodie. Now, who in God's name, in the middle of a marathon with all those thousands of people, is going to be able to make that kind of a? Why didn't you tell us what the color of his underwear was? In his pants?
Yeah, I'm surprised.
So Bauman's in on it, Mr. Adams. Now,
yeah, we've heard that before.
And exactly, I mean, that brings his amputations into dispute. So we analyzed that, and you know, what happened was, and people have been analyzing this, not me, I'm just, what happened was a trauma surgeon posted on YouTube saying, the guy's dead. He's got two legs off. There's no proper tourniquet. There's no twist to the tourniquet. It's just a fake tourniquet. He's dead. He's roast beef. He's nothing. We've never seen these injuries before, this style. They didn't see the putty. So what we're asking is, Mr. Bauman, what are you doing? Maybe your injuries are legitimate or something. It doesn't appear to be, but let's say that they are. Give credit, benefit of the doubt. What are you doing fingering an innocent man? You're a fraud. You know? So if the guy in the wheelchair, which is the most iconic photo, is fraudulent, and because he's making these statements, we had to investigate it, then what about the other individuals? One person, very astute, I don't know, he must have experience in Hollywood, posted on No Disinfo, and he said the whole thing's a fake. I'm a movie guy. I want to make a movie, a documentary. He's got this post. He lists 8 videos, and he says, I want to work with somebody to make a documentary. Let's just lay out the evidence.
Mm-hmm.
So we started looking at an individual in a turquoise blouse and put a post saying an actor is detected on the bomb scene. I'm going to ask her, the woman, and everybody in Boston to dispute what we've found, which is the existence in the midst of the concussive bomb or the pyrotechnic bomb of an actress. Who digs in her pocket and seems to pull something out, and it changed her appearance. Was it a blood packet, you know? And there are people now publishing on the Internet that they're seeing evidence of blood packets. So what I did next, just now, is I put up a post. Were fake blood packets used in the Boston bombing? We're raising the question. Were they used?
And those are legitimate questions. They have to be asked. And if they can refute it and say, no, here I am, you know, and here's the amputation, and we've seen one of them just tonight on the evening news in Boston. Of course, she was being interviewed in the hospital. She looked by her facial expressions to be pretty well composed considering the trauma that she has just gone through. And it's amazing how a woman can go through that and not show the kind of emotional pain that you see followed by the physical pain and vice versa. You say,
yeah.
So that is a, I don't know. These are the things that we need to dig further into.
Right.
We're finding a lot of roadblocks though, and a lot of secrecy and family privacy issues being afforded, and no one's questioning them in the media. However, they are questioning the poor ex-wife of Tamerlan.
Yeah.
They are, going almost so far now as to even accusing the child, the baby, 3 years old now, as being an agent of Islam.
Is he supposed to be a future Islamist or something?
Yeah. I mean, you know, that the child might have known something, and maybe the FBI can interrogate the child, too. I wouldn't put it past them. And,
the FBI. But this brings into play, if we found a turquoise jacketed actress, professional actress at B grade, then we have to look at everybody now. And that includes Carlos Arredondo, Mr. Cowboy. We'll talk about him too.
Yeah, if we have chance now, we're going to try to bring up some of the audio of the interview in sports radio concerning the killing of Tamerlan. Okay, we'll come back, folks. Rick Adam.
Mm-hmm. listen up. This isn't some Detroit car commercial. And this isn't how we do it, not in any America I know. We don't take away the rights and call it public safety. We don't burden folks with something called Obamacare and call it affordable. We don't take what you earn and call it a fair share. That's not America. That's not how it's done. In my country, in my America, earning has always been better than receiving. If that's what you believe, this is America, and we're about to show you how it's supposed to be done. Step up and be heard by participating at AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Join us and stand up for the America you know at AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. That's how it's done. Now do it. You have a voice. Now use it.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
You put the blame on a couple of saddle traps, drifters. And you wanted to be sure those drifters were good and dead, so they couldn't tell the chief they didn't do it.
Well, here we are again back with Dr. K, folks. It sounds familiar, doesn't it? Blame game. It's time to point the finger at a couple of Muslim young men who happened to think they could come to America and begin a better life. And Dr. K, you're raising some great suspicions, you know, and your work is just so invaluable because you're not working alone. You know, a lot of people say, well, he's just doing this all for himself and by himself, and obviously that's not the case. You might want to tell us a little bit about how you have some assistance with professionals in the field, not only medical professionals, but also people who are quite familiar with the mechanical nature of digital Photoshop.
Yeah. Well, I think the biggest help we have right now are the posters and the emailers, and, you know, they're constantly providing me with what they're finding, and some of them are kindly argued with me that they thought the whole thing was a fake quite some time ago, and I said, oh, no, I think that, you know, there must have been some fatality or at least some injury with those, you know, fire bombs that occurred there. But as you inspect it more, it wasn't much of a bomb, more of a dud. And then it makes you wonder if they really did set the pressure cooker bomb. We don't know.
That has not been verified.
No, it hasn't been. All we've got is the FBI pictures. We have no eyewitness whatsoever saying, yeah, this weird bomb went off and you know, there was this piece of shrapnel and We don't have anything. But what I do have in terms of help is I have an expert 30-year veteran in Photoshop, and I always run these kinds of things by him. And he will, I'll say, I don't think anything happened. Just, you know, and he'll say, no, I'm seeing something. You know, so we do that, and then I have a couple of IT people. But you know, as far as writing, I'm doing the writing, and I'm asking if any other writers are out there because I'm doing this writing, and it's just, I can't keep up with it. So some people kindly have been sending me some articles. I'm reviewing those. It's a requirement that we do this. We have momentum proving this tyranny, and it's our obligation to go forward, with reckless abandon, careful abandon, but still some aggressive effort we need. For example, for every little teeny thing we uncover, they come back at you. Now, here we have Michael Bloomberg, who says that these poor innocents had a special pressure cooker bomb. Is he planning? Is there going to be another rabbinical bomb in Times Square? Because he's talking about Times Square is going to be bombed.
Well, now what's going to happen, I believe, in the next bombing, in the next subsequent bombing, or incident, or whatever it might be, is you are going to have an Islamic woman involved, and they are going to say now Islam. Radical Islam, they call it, has opened up a new front in America. And now, just like they did to the poor Zionist state in Israel, to the poor settlers who just happen to be minding their own business, themselves out in the front, those terrible young girls who are trained in hatred of the poor Jews, and that will be the prototype of the next bomber or attacker in America.
I believe you.
It will be forthcoming. Yeah.
Well, they're having a tough time with Mrs. Sarnoff and the ants. You know, the Eastern European people have been through so much for the last 100 years, and they know the scam, and the Russians know the whole gig. So they're fighting like tigresses and so on. And,
right.
And yeah, this would be perfect for Jewry to implicate a scarf wearing Muslim woman. Yeah.
That will come. We do have the interview segments of it, of the young lady who's identified as Linda, who called into the talk show, the sports show, and actually recorded what she saw on that night. Now, her witness is as good as anybody's. Her testimony is as good as anybody's. And she's been shunned by, of course, the law enforcement community. She has been ignored. And what she has said, however, has gotten out to the point where she and a couple of others now beginning to actually inspire a number of people calling traditional establishment talk radio on AM stations in the area, particularly in this area of New England. And, the hosts are sort of nervous about it because obviously they don't know what to do. And they know the script. The script is simply and basically a Jewish script.
Oh, yeah.
You've got to keep Israel out of this at all costs, and you've got to defend the police, the FBI, Homeland Security, because otherwise you're not going to be welcome on this program. Now, that's already happened. One or two callers whom I've known have not been heard of again in the last week, and they were starting to question this whole thing. And they were traditionally, I believe, from what I've heard, they have been longtime callers to talk radio. They now have been censored out, and they are not allowed to call. So you can begin to see the corporate nature of this thing and the companies that are owned by these powerful
what
elites.
What for, the fools? They're getting taxed to death when you go down to tax court like I did. The judge was on a podium, Grand Imperial Poobah. He looked like he was almost dead. It was like Solomon, but not a Solomon, on the throne. On each side was a yarmulke-bearing Jew. Passing judgment on humanity.
Well, we're under that occupation today in America and the world, Dr. K. That's why the only nations today that are still resistant are the Orthodox Muslims, and they have to be destroyed. We'll come right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Get back at him with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
And we're back, folks.
Everybody's fake.
Everybody lied.
But my father.
Your father lied most of all.
And we're back, folks. Rick Adams and Dr. K tonight again as we explore more alternatives, more investigations, and more pieces of the puzzle with regard to the Boston Marathon bombing. And apparently it is beginning to bomb. It is beginning to backfire. Even as Sandy Hook, I think most people, skeptics and believers alike, will admit, Dr. K, that jewelry had planned to use that Pearl Harbor-type attack at Sandy Hook to launch a massive attack on the Second Amendment. And now we see there is widespread resistance to that on the part of the people themselves.
Yeah.
And they don't know what to do. So then we have the Boston bombing, the marathon, Patriots Day, on that particular day. And now, once again, there are questions, as I said, arising in people, ordinary people, not the so-called conspiracy theorists, but intelligent, articulate, normal, average Joes who are not buying into every aspect of this account.
Well, that's right. This whole, for example, Sandy Hook debacle was done by a secretive Jewish group who had several backup systems in play. They had Dianne Feinstein's legislation in play. Bloomberg had already made the move. They had Blumenthal. They had Murphy and other collaborators right there in Connecticut, and not the least of which was Donal Malloy. So they had thought this was a cinch in the bag deal. On the ground, they had their various dual national moles, your Green family, your Bardens, your Veronique Posners. Then you had actual Mossad moles outright, like Alexis Haller and M.C. Farine, M.C. Farine, whatever it is.
Right.
And so it didn't work the way they thought it would.
No, it started to backfire.
And so, I mean, it's theoretically possible that, okay, we've got this Boston thing, we've got the players in place, got to do that one too. Now, we know it's Jewry because you have the backup squad like Kitzenberg and, David Green. David Green's the one who said, I got him running around the corner. He doesn't have his backpack on. This is my photo, you know. Kitzenberg's the one who framed Tamerlan. So you got two Jews providing photos through Twitter. Green said, this is what Green said. I got the picture, and then I went to my hotel room, and I uploaded it to the FBI's website. Now, wait a minute. Did the FBI ask for any help an hour after the marathon? You know what I'm saying? And so that's what we were dealing with, was the clique had all of these systems in place, and they did Boston, too.
You know, no. I was watching and then it became recorded in playback video of, Joe Carr and Tamerlan's mother speaking as best she could in the English language, quite emotional. But on her face, I could see that this woman was quite, at least to me, quite sincere in the fact that she said she would be willing to come to America, and she wanted to die with her son if, in fact, they were going to put him to death. And then she said, listen to this now. She said, I thought my sons would go to America to do something wonderful for themselves, and they had promising ideals. And then she said, instead, where I thought they would be safe, she said, here they are, one dead, and the other one perhaps about to be executed, maybe. And then she said what she did, that she would be willing to substitute herself and so forth. But what impressed me the most was the fact that she said they should never, ever have come to this country, which was once known as the land of opportunity and promise. They should never have come here. And, you know, I agree. Nobody really anymore needs to come here. Now, we have problems with the borders, and, of course, that's deliberate. We know that's part of the breakdown of America. But instead, many patriots are doing the opposite. They're leaving America in search of greater freedom overseas. Now, I would not agree with that personally. I would say, no, don't do that. You fight them here, and you stand as, of course, we're reading from the scriptures from Elijah's point of view. Elijah was a man of faith. He went to God directly. He prayed to him, and he beseeched him to punish the king of Israel. Now, this is the king of Israel. This wasn't an Edomite Jewish king. This was their king. We had Ahab and Jezebel and Moab, and these people were wicked, and they were not good rulers. They were not good kings. And what did he do? Well, Ahab, the king sent the troops out, the FBI, the CIA, they sent them out after him, and guess what? Fire came down from heaven and devoured them.
Yeah.
Devoured them. And, you know, we need to have that kind of faith today in him, not in government, not in the media, but in God.
That's right. That's right. Just ask and you shall receive, you know. You pray to him and it'll be yours. And
you
so
can move mountains, indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You're talking about the big man, you know, the big guy, the individual, the being that operates in the palm of his hands, multiple universes, with untold billions of galaxies.
Wow.
So... I mean, if you need power, there is your power. There is no other power.
Dr. K, before we get into a little bit of the audio, if we can, you know, it's been advertised. There are some others who are now questioning this and barely getting a mention in some of the media, of course. You won't get it in the New York Post, obviously, or the New York Times, the Zuckerberg, the press that is totally owned by the synagogue of Satan, and, of course, particularly those that own the New York Daily News, and on and on and on again. Boston Globe, which is, again, the Sulzberger family. But you do have in Florida, and I know some of you have repeated it to me, that I knew about this Atlantic University associate professor who questioned not only Sandy Hook and took his place also among those who were raising questions about it, but now James Tracy, as you know, he's an associate professor of communications in Florida, has now put on his blog that the event closely resembles a mass casualty drill in Boston, which for training purposes are designed to be as lifelike as possible. So he's questioning many of the depth. He's questioning some of the key players here, and he's raising it on his blog, you know, and so yeah. People should be aware. He's not alone. We're not alone. It's not just Dr. K and Rick and RBN and others. It's a whole host of people now. So, you see, Satan's children are a little bit nervous because they're being exposed.
Yeah. Well, the Boston Marathon debacle really is a pyrotechnic type of device. You know, we've got a post now saying it was a fraud all along or it was a hoax all along or something like that, where we took a close look at the Daily Mail photograph of the bomb blast. And I was very busy, as you know, at the time, and I looked at that, and there's something wrong with that photograph. So finally I got it, and we enlarged it. I had my Photoshop guy look at it. And what we found was that it's a fireball. It's a photograph of a fireball. So we enlarged the fireball, and it shows the fireball, the Daily Mail, which is the Rothschild publication, which had this very quickly on the Internet. The fireball is shown crossing the center of the road where the runners were running. Well, you know, that's impossible. There wasn't a fireball. Let's see one person who was burnt. Because, you know, that kind of a fireball would have roasted people alive or caused second and third degree burns for sure. So we enlarged that, and it looks like they photoshopped, they built that fireball to make it look like, you know, whatever, so vile. And it's very low resolution, but there's evidence that it was crafted in by Photoshop. Mm-hmm. Then we went back and looked at the bomb blast near the finish line, and it's a very quick, low yield, sort of quick flash, and a tremendous amount of smoke. So you know, we are asking locals. Somebody had to be within 50 yards of it. Maybe they cordoned off everybody but their actors or whatever it is. We don't know all that, but did anybody get there close enough in the restaurant? Did they get blown up off their feet? Was it just a quick rumble? I mean, what in the world did you experience there? And see, that's the thing that would help us clinch this thing, is for the people to speak up a bit, you know, about what they know. I don't need this. Well, I know the person, and, you know, I've known him for 30 years, and I went to school with him, and it's real. No, I mean, that doesn't help us now. You know, we need facts.
You know, we do have listeners in that area, and particularly in local TV programming. We have people who live in my state and work in another state or vice versa, whatever, and they are able to hear our voice and our plea. And we did put out the plea for anybody who knows anybody, has any family in Newtown, Connecticut, particularly, to come forward and bring to us the casualty list of children that the media have so copiously presented. Now, we haven't heard from anybody, and you know, we've put up your website, nodisinfo.com, as well. And you, I guess, have you or have you not had a chance to see if anybody has emailed you to challenge any of this?
No, they just curse and slander. And I mean, there have been some things that you do wrong because you're trying to piece together an investigation. You don't get any help from the state police, the DA, nothing. They fight you. So occasionally you'll make a boo-boo. Somebody points it out. It's corrected.
But there's no flat denial, okay, of your claims or my claims, and no proof is what I'm saying. No proof of the casualty list of children or teachers or staff.
No, there's no no challenge of the premise that it was the fake massacre in Sandy Hook. And there's no challenge of the premise that Boston could be faked. I mean, no surgeon or anybody, you know, that took care of people has said, wait a minute, boys, Mrs. Smith is my patient. I'll prove it to you with medical records. I'm not a shill. That hasn't happened with Boston either.
Let's take a listen now, if you want, for a couple of minutes, of Linda, as she has presented herself quite nervous. She called into this Boston, Massachusetts sports program, and this is some of what took place, if we can bring it up.
Oh, it's been a long night.
I'll bet it has. You live on Dexter Street, correct?
My boyfriend does, but I was just spending the night.
Okay, and tell us what happened. Give us the timeline, what you saw.
It's been a long night, so I came here between 11 and 11:30. My boyfriend was fast asleep, but I was up watching the news and the coverage about the MIT police officer. And all of a sudden, I heard very loud noises. I'd never heard a gunshot before, so I wasn't able to immediately identify it. After it kept getting louder and louder and closer, I started to hear explosions, and at that point I realized something was wrong. I woke my boyfriend, who dismissed me for just being, you know, overcautious for, you know, the events of the past week, and it continued to get louder and louder and closer and closer, and I just started screaming because I knew something was wrong. We rushed to the front of the house. It's a two-family house, and it was in his roommate's room where we saw the first suspect get hit by a police SUV, and then after he was hit, shot multiple times. Minutes later, an ambulance had arrived, put the suspect into the ambulance, and then off. Within moments, we were surrounded by SWAT, Boston Police, Watertown Police, Cambridge Police. It's been tough. Watching the neighbors pulled out of their house at gunpoint by the SWAT, it's been a really long night.
All right, take your time, and I know it's been a very difficult evening for you. How many explosions did you hear, Linda? You said, and it also sounded like you said it was almost like a moving gunfight as it got closer and closer to the front door of your house?
Correct, yes. So I'd say probably two very loud. There may have been three. I heard it in the distance, and, you know, it could, at first I thought, well, maybe fireworks, but, you know, given the time of year and this is the situation happening in Boston, I knew that was probably very unlikely. And as I heard it get closer and closer, I just, you know, my gut kicked in and I knew something was wrong. And of course, when we saw the flashing lights, you know, we knew it was a police officer. And even at that point, it was easy to disseminate, you know, what the scenario was.
And did you say that the suspect was hit by a police SUV? In other words, a vehicle hit him first?
Correct.
Wow.
Okay, Dr. K, that's her testimony. That's this young lady. And, you know, you and I have been together saying the same thing, that in fact the FBI, Homeland Security, the police actually lied about this whole episode. Now, they have not told us the truth, and we're supposed to trust these people to investigate a crime, no less a so-called terrorist crime, right here in the state of Massachusetts. How can that be?
Well, the Jews imposed an artificial martial law as an experimental martial law for their Hollywood-style conquest of the United States. You know, it makes, of course, no sense. First of all, the people that they imposed it upon were innocent. Even if they did have a culprit, even if the culprit bombed a building, even if he killed 500 people, to raid people's homes and to intimidate them and to brutalize them, as she said herself, that these SWAT people barged mm-hmm. into these people's homes. Mm-hmm. They already killed the guy.
Right.
They already had him in the squad car before, so they mm-hmm. were just doing that for effect.
Yeah. I mean, this is chilling. You know, I see this, and I have, like, I'm not saying a sixth sense. I'm not claiming that, folks, but I do feel that I have now a perfect picture of how these two guys made the perfect patsies. Perfect. They were the guys who were profiled. They were the guys the FBI was working with, particularly the younger brother, the second brother, and they wanted these two.
But again, they knew where they were. They're not double agents. They just knew where they were, and they had
never picked them up, never could charge them with anything, so now they implicated them, and they killed one of them. All right. Folks, it's all too real. It's surrealistic. We'll come right back with more.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right.
Order! Come on, let's quiet down. We got a man to hang. Let's hang him, huh?
And we're back, folks. It's all about hanging, lynching, killing, slaying, and, you know, we just don't have time for some of you writing in questions, too many emails. For Dr. K and myself, we just don't have the time. You know, we hit and we get out. We come on and we leave in 1 hour here, And what we're going to try to do now, Dr. K, if you don't have anything else to add at the moment, is to bring up a couple of calls, okay?
Sure.
Let's bring up, first we have Frank, and then we'll take Mike in Kentucky, okay? Come on up, Frank.
Yeah, I'll be quick. You know, one thing that's crossed my mind over and over since all this happened is, you know, these could well have been two guys among many patsies or groups of patsies. And
absolutely.
For whatever reason, they were monitoring. You know how they have algorithms and all that nowadays? They were trying to figure out which
yes.
one. You know, somebody's trying to get smart. Somebody's trying to earn points with the, you know, Brzezinski's, you know, all those guys up, and they're trying to develop all these new ways to say, well, let's see how we can play the American people, blah, blah, blah. But I just want to say something real quick to all the other hosts out there, the radio hosts that are out there listening to Rick Adams and Dr. K tonight, or maybe sometime later in the archives. You other hosts out there broadcasting for hours and hours, 5 days a week out there for years and years, who claim your shows daily on your shows. I hear you all the time. I go back, listen. You claim to be putting out the truth. You're being disingenuous. You are time and time again operating an ongoing deflection operation. It's basically what you're doing, a deflection program, deflecting attention away from the people that are behind all this, and you yourselves talk about it every day. And some of them, not all of them, but some of them are making a good living off of it or supplementing their incomes, and they're making personal gains off of it. And where, you know, they've decided that, you know, they can receive more of a benefit by deflecting attention away from the culprits. You hear them over and over. They do great jobs. They talk about a lot of what's going on, but they will never talk about who's behind it. And if anybody calls in, it's soured upon.
Right.
Oh, boy.
That's how you know the real from the false, the genuine from the fakers, my friend.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Frank. Okay, let's take Mike in Kentucky. Hello, Mike.
Has anybody seen a picture of both backpacks? Because all I'm seeing is one picture of a black backpack that you can plainly see a patch with rounded corners. It's square. And it looks just like the one that the guy standing next to the guy with the Kraft International hat is seen apparently running from the scene without his backpack.
Yes, the Kraft International logo is and it could be a different backpack with the same logo, but that is the only backpack in existence that is shredded. There's only one. It is black. It has some gray under straps. It has some gray over straps. And
right, but it's not the amount of gray that's on the younger brother's backpack, and the only one that I've seen that has the square patch on top of it with the rounded corners is for the guy that's got the high and tight buzz cut standing next to the fella with the Kraft International hat. There's no logo on the backpack for Kraft International.
That's right. No, it's that square rectangle is only seen thus far on the Kraft item. Yeah, the two guys, who we wonder if they're even photoshopped into all those photos, but let's say they're there. Their backpacks are completely different than the exploded one.
Or they're supposed to be, the two younger brothers' backpack does not resemble what we're
none.
Seeing.
None, and then we don't know anything about that other bombing. There are hardly any photos. There's no shredded backpack, nothing, probably just a pyrotechnic device.
Who knows?
Yeah.
That's the can of worms right there. Look at the backpack. Look at the white patch.
Yeah, no, that's right. There's something happened with the backpack. It's not the guys' backpack.
Well, guys, Mike, I thank you, but we are out of time. Dr. K, again, thank you so much.
Sure.
We'll talk soon,
okay,
God
bye.
Willing.
Yep.
Thank
bye.
You all. God bless, folks. It's a spiritual battle. Remember that. Thank you, and good night.